Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ordained Chaplains Podcast. My name is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society University, and this is the work of the chaplain, lesson number 57. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help those who are interested in serving others through chaplaincy, pastoring, coaching, and counseling to learn the basics of this profession and movement. For there is indeed a movement afoot in chaplaincy across this country and around the globe, and we need Bible believing chaplains. And the new movement that is afoot and gaining ground is that the main requirement of a chaplain the main requirement of a chaplain is that they be ordained by a local church. And so the days are leaving us when you have to have a whole lot of other stuff to be a chaplain. Hospitals and funeral homes and hospices are learning that normally pastors of local churches, particularly who have been ordained, can serve very well as chaplains in local hospitals and hospices, prisons, jails, down at the fire station, etc. So pay attention so that you can have the fundamentals, the basics of how to do this work and still be a local church pastor and without having to go through a whole lot of hoops. So God bless you as we learn together. Our work of the chaplain passage for this episode is John 14:18, which says, "As ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father doeth his children, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory." Our work of the chaplain quote for this episode is from the late chaplain E. Capon. He said, "When I was ordained, I was determined to spend myself for God. I was determined to do that cheerfully, no matter in what circumstances I would be placed or how hard a life I would be asked to lead." In this podcast, we are going through the fine book, The Work of the Chaplain, by Naomi K. Padgett and Janet Ara McCormick. Our topic today is First Responder Chaplaincy, Part 9, Fire Department Chaplains, Vocation and Calling. Although the fire chaplain is not usually an official member of the fire department. They are often volunteers. They represent God's love and serve the department. And not only the department, but the people the department serves. Many in the Judeo-Christian tradition are inspired to be the God with us, depicted in Isaiah 43 verse 2, which declares, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Chaplains are a reminder to firefighters and victims that God is present with them. And by the way, and I'm adding this, this is probably the most important job of the chaplain, to remind people that God is there, that God is here. We represent God in the place. And cares, God cares for their safety and well-being, no matter how traumatic the situation is. The chaplain is a friend, mentor, spiritual advisor, and spiritual caregiver. The chaplain is the link between the hero ethos of the firefighter and the finite human who exists behind the helmet and boots. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries, is coming and we live, we will continue learning about the work of the chaplain in our next podcast. Let's pray for power. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for our time together. Now, Lord, give us the power of your Holy Spirit to go out and serve you by helping others. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. And now, beloved, if you have come across this podcast by chance and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin, which is hell, even today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, God's commandments. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes you and me and the Pope and everybody else. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. It's called death and eternal hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean and hateful and cruel and wicked people, and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and all idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. You have God's word on it. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Trust Christ today as your Savior. I guarantee you that if you pray to him right now, he will save your soul. Follow me in this prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong in my life, and that I have broken your commandments, and that I deserve hell, eternal hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. Have mercy and grace upon me. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I believe that he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind what you've learned in this lesson. Use it for the glory of God and to help others along this road called life, for the glory of God.